This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. John Kerry edged closer last night to winning all the delegates he needs for the Democratic Party nomination. With no major rivals competing, Kerry collected lopsided victories in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Kerry increasingly is focusing on fundraising, but he also continues to campaign, as he did last night at a victory rally in Chicago that anticipated next week's primary in Illinois. NPR's David Wellner is traveling with the Kerry campaign.
In the grand and cavernous main hall of Chicago's Union Station, Kerry served up a night of old-time electioneering to a pumped-up crowd that was clearly hungry for what he had to say.
Thanks tonight to Florida, to Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, and I say thank you to all the voters in those states. Next week, Illinois has the opportunity to give me the delegates that actually make me the nominee of the party, and I ask you for that support.
CBS News, in fact, was reporting Kerry had enough delegates with last night's results to be the nominee. But Kerry's spokesman, David Wade, played down that conclusion. He said everyone's delegate counts may vary somewhat, and added that Kerry fully intends to keep campaigning for the primaries, despite his huge lead.
He believes in the old Tip O'Neill adage. He's a student of Massachusetts politics. He knows that voters like to be asked for their vote. You take nothing for granted. You put one foot in front of the other. You keep campaigning. You keep running hard. He's going to be running like the underdog throughout this race, through November, all the way to the White House.
And Kerry's also sticking to something that worked well for him in the early primaries, bringing some of his former Vietnam crewmates up on stage, both as character witnesses and as reminders of his decorated service in Vietnam. Last night, Kerry was joined by two local fellow fighting mates. One was Jim Wasser, who was on a combat boat Kerry commanded in 1968.
He was our leader then. He took care of us. We took care of him. He listened to us then like he listens to every one of his constituents today, and I truly mean that because we know the real John Kerry, that is the person that is right to change his new address pretty quick with your help, okay?
And yet Kerry clearly is concerned about recent polls giving President Bush an advantage on issues such as fighting terrorism and national security. Last night he gestured to his former crewmates as he sought to take the president down a few notches.
That's why George Bush wants you to believe that the only thing this race is about national security. Well, let me tell you something. I am so grateful to stand here tonight with Jim Wasser and Del Sandusky, who served with me in Southeast Asia. They're a little older and grayer now, and so am I. But we still know how to fight for our country.
But the question now is whether Kerry knows how to fight for the presidency. Yesterday, he chose ridicule as a line of attack.
George Bush is running on the slogan of steady leadership. But I think if you measure the last 4 years and the failed policies, what you really have is stubborn leadership.
And that began a riff from Kerry about the president stubbornly promoting tax cuts for the wealthy while steadily losing jobs, of stubbornly letting polluters rewrite environmental laws while children steadily breathe dirtier air. He then accused the president's campaign of resorting to personal attacks and wedge politics and called Mr. Bush himself the Great Divider. Kerry's ratcheting up his rhetoric, at least in part in response to increasing jabs at him from the president. But Kerry spokesman David Wade says there's also a new need now to start raising money.
Well, clearly we're about to embark on a 20-city tour for fundraising. We know that we'll be the underdog in fundraising next to George Bush's $150 million special interest war chest.
Kerry hopes to amass $80 million in the coming months. Today he plans to meet with Howard Dean in Washington, hoping that his former rival will share with him a list of 700,000 people who contributed to the now-defunct Dean campaign. Tomorrow, Kerry's expected to meet with John Edwards at an event honoring the North Carolina senator's top 100 donors. And then it's back once more to the campaign trail. David Wellner, NPR News, Chicago.